Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Update of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight, the Diva Spy Network and I will discuss the last 2 weeks of the show. Please feel free to call in at 914-338-1239. And you can also call us in using Skype. You can also join us in our chat room. You can follow us daily at our blog at divaupdatesofourlives.blogspot.com. We are also on Facebook. You can find us at Diva Days. So we have Queen of the Night here tonight.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Fancy Face.
Hello.
So, the last few weeks have been pretty interesting. First, I wanted to talk about the Leanne interview. And that was just so much fun. And she's such a wonderful person and so patient with trying to get through with her lines. And I just wanted to thank you guys for doing such a great job, especially with stalling. For the first half an hour,
we finally got her, but it worked out. So,
yeah.
The Anna moments, that helped fill a lot. And it's always good to reminisce, about her.
Yeah,
it got us all in the mood. Not that we weren't anyway, but it got us all, getting into that frame of mind of.
Mm-hmm.
Anna DeMira,
I'm so glad we had so many callers and we had so many people in the chat room. Because how often do you get the opportunity to really talk to an actor like that? Even with chats, it's nice, but it's so much better to hear their voice and to have them react to you.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was amazing. Yeah, it was. And she was so easy to talk to and just it was just so, she made you feel comfortable and it was really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate how every question, she never gave just like a yes or no answer. She always really elaborated on whatever the answer was so that everybody got their listening time with her, and I thought that was very gracious of her. She was a very gracious lady.
Mm-hmm.
And to hang in there all that,
not
worry about that she was going to disappoint us, I thought.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you were saying, Fancy Face. It is annoying when, if you're talking to someone and all you get is yes or no. It's not that interesting. She was very elaborate and went into detail, and that's always nice to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad that Queen and I missed her Steve Blackwood interview.
Oh, yes, I did. I wish I could have been there, but I listened to
the whole
thing, and it was great. He was funny. He made his job easy.
He didn't give any yeses or noes either.
No, he didn't. Yeah, I think he did the whole interview himself, but no, it was great. Yeah,
we didn't have to ask him any questions at all.
No, you didn't. I think he answered probably all the questions you wanted to ask him, just about. Probably.
Yeah,
he talked
he
about.
He covered everything
of stuff.
I could think of.
Yeah,
he covered mostly everything I could think of, and it was great how I asked him one question, he'd go and he'd segue into a whole other thing. And by the way, about Bart,
Yeah, he talked about everything.
Funny.
Yeah.
And he was a great guy. He was funny. I was very entertained by him. And I just have a soft spot in my heart for that character. And I wish Steve Blackwood so much luck in Detroit and hoping that that he gets a good acting career going there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thanks for posting his updated site that has all of his the new movies he's in. I was looking at that the other day.
Yeah, he updated his site and made it very specific to, you know, his Detroit. The big article that was on the front page of the Detroit newspaper is on his home page, so everyone can read it. There's also a link to his wife's website, and his wife does landscape painting, and I checked out her website as well. When I get a chance, maybe I'll update that link and put it in there as well, but... yeah, it's a nice looking site, and looks like he's going to hopefully do well out there.
Yeah, I wish everybody could have heard our pre-chat conversation. I wish you and Steve hit it off really well.
Yeah, it was funny. It was I was really kind of nervous because, you know, with Leanne it was, well, we were nervous for totally different reasons, you know, because of just getting her there, you know. Then when she was there, it's like, oh, thank God she's there, you know, and thank God we can do this, and it didn't, you know, and she wasn't hanging out there in oblivion forever. But with Steve, like, oh, okay, he's going to call any minute. What are we going to talk about for the show? But he just, yeah, he was very conversational, easy to talk to, very cool person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope we can have them both back sometime. That'd be great.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. So I was going to talk about Leanne, and she did that Soap Opera Weekly interview, which is a bit of a bummer that it looks like she's taken some time off.
A bit.
Yeah.
And I wonder what it bit me. Like, how long?
Yeah.
Or how? Where is she going to go? I wonder if they're going to say where she, you know, where she goes, or I wonder if she's going to get caught. That's, we really don't know that yet, though, right? Don't know.
We don't know.
She's going to have her scenes.
Yeah, if she's going to go to jail or what?
Isn't she going to have her scenes with Stuart Damon before
Damon.
She goes? Yeah, with the governor.
Right.
So I imagine maybe she blackmails him or whatever and gets out of town. But, you know, we've still got all these little red hair. You know, I mean, I'm sure Rafe will figure out she was involved and somehow she'll get dragged kicking and screaming back to Salem. I just hope.
That could be, yeah.
I just hope that, you know, when she is dragged back, it's not just for a one-day scene of Rafe saying, I told you she was the one who kidnapped Sydney. I'd like to actually...
Yeah,
you know,
make
her get a storyline after that and not just use her for Rafe to be the big hero and then send her off on her way again or send her to jail, God forbid, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Don't waste her, you know, keep her. And with Calliope coming back, that would be great to give them a storyline together.
Yeah.
I think it will be so criminal if they don't have Anna and Calliope at least in one scene together. I mean, they were... Yeah, I mean, anyone that knows the history of the 80s knows Anna and Calliope were fast friends, and Calliope supported Anna when a lot of people didn't, you know, and vice versa in some ways, because Calliope was so kooky, a lot of people wouldn't put up with her, you know, so, so yeah, it's, I really hope, you know, I've heard people say that they think Arlene's return is, you know, all based upon the Francis Reed's passing and the storyline upcoming dealing with her, with Alice being ill and on her deathbed. But I, you know, that's the thing is I can't think of that much Calliope and Alice history. I mean, I remember the Norm DePlume stuff with Tom, but, you know, it's like I, when it comes to her history, I would think, you know, like Bo would definitely have more and Hope would have more history. I still would love to see Melissa Reeves come back because they had history. You know, so
right.
I think it's kind of strange if she's coming back just for that reason, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why we're hoping there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
Well, they're playing, if Arlene started filming, what was it, Monday or Tuesday this past week, you would think, I think, what, at least 5 or 6 weeks ahead right now? I can't exactly remember, but I'm assuming they're not going
to
film.
Or is it close to 2 months? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look again, but I think, you know, if they're gonna do May sweeps, it wouldn't be till, you know, at least the end of March they'd start paving, and at the earliest, you know, I mean, it might be beginning of April, so maybe Calliope's gonna miss all that.
I don't know.
Yeah, because right now would be beginning of May. So, you know, like maybe me. Oh, maybe she wouldn't make it. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know.
Oh, Beatrice in the chat room said they're 7 weeks ahead.
Okay, that's almost,
okay.
Almost
well,
two
that
months.
Would probably work out then. Right?
Yeah, but they had other filming, people filming now, unless they're having another lockdown again. Don't you think we would have heard who all's coming in? I think about Alice by now.
Yeah, if they are starting to bring them in now, yeah, you think.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Arlene's the first one, and then we'll hear about others, you know.
Yeah. See, if they really didn't say what she was there for. But, I'm just glad she's coming.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't know.
Just enjoy her while she's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure would love John DeLancey to come back as Eugene, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I know
yeah.
I'm wishing a lot. That's getting into just wish list territory, but come on, I can't think of Calliope without thinking of Eugene, and Eugene and Alice had to have.
You wonder
sure
what
they
she'll
had
say, you know,
history together,
where he's
you
at.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's off in his time machine somewhere.
Time machine, yeah. Exactly, exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
He's off in his time machine, and we'll bring. There's a way to save days. We'll just go get Eugene, get in his time machine. We'll go back to like 1982 or 83
right.
and just start all over again.
Yeah, go back to the 80s.
Yeah. What, that's a good question. When do you think the show, like what year would you like want to go back to and just completely redo because it was so bad? You know, would it be like 90, I'm thinking kind of like 93 maybe, like eliminate everything that happened from 90
earlier
90s. 10.
For me,
earlier
I would
that.
Say 91 because
91,
that
92.
Was when, well, quite frankly, when Roman Brady came back and John Black turned out to be John and not Roman, to me that's when the story started to get too silly, and then it kind of just derailed from there and stayed derailed for me. It was... And also it lost a lot of, you know, Steve and Kayla weren't there anymore, or Kayla was, I guess, but Steve had died, and Jack and Jennifer, who I was really into, had their story had kind of gone derailed and got kind of silly, and so many of the other favorites I had weren't on the show at that point, and then when they did come back, it was usually a disappointment, so, yeah, I'd say the fall of... Maybe the just 1991. I can't even pinpoint exactly in the year, but that would be my. That would be my choice.
Yeah.
What do you think, Quinn? 91 sound good to you too?
Yeah, that's why I was 91, 92. But I'm not sure exactly. But all that that she said, I agree with. Yeah.
Yeah, I
liked Wayne
idea.
Northrup as Roman Brady, but it just wasn't worth it to bring him back just for, you know, he wasn't there, his return wasn't there. Roman and Marlena never really got back together. I mean, they were back together, but it was a disaster. And, you know, it's just like, to me, it just made John Black's character so convoluted. Then you had decades of who is John Black? Is he Lawrence Alamein's brother? Is he really... you know, Santos de Mira's son, you know, who, you know, and they just changed his identity with every different
who
head writer,
he now?
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, and then Father John Black, and let's not,
Father
yeah,
John.
So it's just like...
Wasn't he a Jolte, too, or something?
Yeah. So many different, and, you know,
so many identities.
Became so convoluted, and it's just like, man, if I'd known it was going to go in that direction, I mean, I support it, because I was a Roman and Marlena fan, so I was like, oh, hey, Wayne Northup's back, yay. But now, in retrospect, I'm like, you know what? He left the show. He's been replaced. Leave him off the show because Drake was, you know, people like Drake as Roman, and I just, if in retrospect, I wish they hadn't done it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a problem with Wayne coming back, but man, they rewrote him so poorly, though. I mean, they've turned him into a huge jerk. And I hate that. For me, I complain about it 1,000 times. The love triangle, you know, why not let all three people be likable? Why is it always the rooting couple and an interloper? Because everybody hates those type of triangles. And why couldn't you have Roman and John be the good guy? And, you know, why did they have to make Roman to be such a jerk? You know, and then
yeah,
Elena,
they have to always
slant
it. And it's like what happened to Lucas with this whole, just recently. It's like, you know, whenever a character who used to be a leading man character, even Lucas, I remember when Sammy and Lucas were so, you know, the lead couple and everything, and these men that used to be the leading men, and then all of a sudden they're the cheated on spouse and they got all bitter and mean and everything, you know, that's the way to doom, because they always end up off the show eventually after that.
Oh, yeah. I said from day one that Lucas, Chloe, and Daniel was Tony, Kristen, and John. I mean, it was almost practically the exact same storyline.
Yeah.
And same thing happened, except well, Lucas is still alive, but I guess Mustaine still mentions him. I guess he's still in town, that the actor's gone, and they killed off Tony. And they, well, with Lucas, they kind of just let him fade away, really. I mean, they kept trying to paint him as the bad guy, but they had Daniel insulting him all the time. I mean, that just was bizarre. I don't understand how the guy who's sleeping with the wife is the good guy. I mean, the same thing with, you know, John kept insisting he was the good guy with the whole Kristen and Tony thing. It's like, no, you're not really.
And they had poor Lucas cheating.
Yeah.
They had poor Lucas cheated on twice, because you had Sammy who slept with EJ, and then you had Chloe sleeping with Daniel, and the poor guy was screwed over twice.
Yeah.
So now Daniel and Chloe will start having problems, and probably Carly will be the center of that, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I know Fantasy has been writing about that a lot this week, that at least Sean Christian and Nadia Bjorlund are doing much better as far as their acting. You know, they seem to really step up to the plate with the storyline with Melanie and Carly and all that.
Well, I think Sean Christian is doing Nadia Bjorlund. Yeah, Sean Christian is. I think he does well with his scenes. Like I thought the scene with Suzanne Rogers when he was, you know, with Maggie when he was helping her, you know, when she realized her illness was coming back. Yeah, you know, I thought that was one of his best scenes I'd seen on the show. He just he does well when he's with actors that aren't dragging him down, you know. But in a mature storyline, because Daniel has pretty much been kind of a skeevy guy from day one when he was making the moves on Chelsea, and then the way he came on to Chloe and how that whole thing started was pretty skeezy, and so now at least he's in a storyline that that's was someone his own age, and it cracked me up big time. I laughed so much when I was watching the scene with Victor, when Victor found out that he was Melanie's father.
Sleeping with Melanie.
Please tell me that you just donated your sperm to pay for medical school. That was great. I mean,
did you hear when Victor said to Daniel, when he said about Melanie, he says, "Well, I hope you're not sleeping with her too." And Daniel goes, "Oh no, she's my daughter."
Yeah.
Right. In Salem? Well, what? Wait a while. Yeah.
Yeah, in Salem, basically, if you're basically the only people you're not having sex with are your relatives. Unless it's a snack. Everybody else. If you're not having sex with them, then you must be related. That's the way that works out. Everybody else is for a game. I think Molly's doing better. But I remember this one scene. She kind of had Carly pegged. She flat out knew Carly was trouble. I think that's when Daniel let Carly into the hospital with the Melanie. And like, that's probably like the smartest thing or best observation we ever got from Chloe. You look at Carly's track record, she's got just a list of disasters after her, all this collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. There's a spoiler alert that Crystal Chappelle tweeted that there's supposed to be a Carly Chloe cat fight coming up of some kind. So that hopefully it really is one, and she's not just exaggerating, because that might be something fun to watch.
Maybe that picture that went around was a screen cap.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there.
what the hell? No. But, yeah, you know, a cat fight, that's, yeah, that'd be interesting to watch. But, I mean, but that means Curly would kind of have to dump Bo and go after Daniel, which would seem kind of bizarre, because Daniel was just flat out a one-night stand, and I guess Daniel wasn't that impressed with her, but he forgot about it immediately.
But now they have a daughter together, so I can see
yeah.
it going
well,
that way.
Well, you know,
and then
you have
Bo
the news
and Hope
about,
probably will get back together.
You have the news about Peter Reckel, who isn't going to be on the scene for the next 2 months because
right.
of they don't want to pay him more than his contract or whatever mm-hmm. the deal, some financial negotiation thing involved. And there are a lot of his fans that are worried that Daniel, you know, is now that Sean Christian is sort of getting better and he's getting mm-hmm. a little bit more fans behind him, that he may just take over and they might just write Bo. I don't know if they're worried that Bo's going to be written off permanently or what, because quite frankly, I mean, I don't see how they're going to keep Hope on the show if they're going to write Bo off the show, because
right.
those two have been
mm-hmm.
joined
and
at the hip for so long. But
Daniel and Farley take over as a new couple.
Yeah, but there's a lot of concern that's what's happening, is Daniel's taking over Bo's role and because he's cheaper than Peter Reckel, you know, Sean Christian's
right.
cheaper than Peter Reckel, you know, probably in terms of salary. But this is all speculation, and Peter can call in the show and tell me I'm full of shit if he wants to.
I could see that happening, actually.
Well, yeah, maybe they're going to pull an Eric Braeden on him and, you know, try to let it go, not at the end of his contract, to try to get him to take less money. I mean, I don't know what his contract is. I was wondering they did that with Eric Braeden. I mean, these people were signing contracts on Young and Restless and threatening to fire them like 3 months later. I mean, it's really ridiculous. And what's the point of signing the contract if 3 months later they're going to fire you unless you take a pay cut? Well, you just worked all that time to get a contract, and now they're trying to get rid of you already. I mean, they could be doing that with Peter. And I did post it on the blog. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of common knowledge that Peter and Christian Alfonso were not getting along last year. So I don't
yeah.
know if that has something to do with it. I don't know if they've made up. You know, I don't know. But it seems to me, Peter's interview-wise, he flat out seems to be in the Carly and Bo camp. I mean, basically, he's kind of like calling Bo and Hope like a teenage romance. And then Bo's a grown-up now, and his romance with Carly was grown up. And I thought that was quite rude. I mean, you know, they got married and him to Hope and had three kids. I mean, you can't sit there and call it, you know, just a teenage crush romance thing. Even with their scenes, I don't know if it's the way he's acting or if that's the way he's written, but there's just no sympathy at all from Bo to Hope. I mean, he just doesn't care about her at all.
No, I don't, yeah.
I still see a little spark of camaraderie or whatever when they're in the police station working on cases. I think, you know, we're supposed to get that they can still at least connect together when they're on the job, you know, but mm-hmm. and every other aspect of their relationship is shot to hell. But at least when they're both being policemen, they're on the same page and they respect each other's work and everything. But yes, I think this Bo moved to Carly way too fast, and it's been way too easy for him just to go from point A to point B, and we're not seeing enough of what we need to see. I mean, there was dialogue, I don't know if it was this week or last week, where Carly's like, oh, you've been pacing the floor at night, and you're still thinking about Hope. Oh, yeah, really? We haven't seen any evidence of this kind of this kind of grief going on over Hope. I mean, it looks to me, to at least on the screen, like he's just, you know, cut ties altogether, you know?
Oh, yeah, he seems completely
over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I didn't see it.
No, I don't really miss him being gone. I mean, he's been gone. Is he gone now because he hasn't been on for a while, so is this the start of it, I guess?
I think, wasn't he supposed to be off-screen March and April? Was that the deal?
Okay.
Yeah.
So he is really, I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw him.
Mm-mm.
I don't remember. You think they would have had him say something like, oh, I gotta go. I was thinking, funny. If he said, oh, I gotta go, Billy needs me in England. I'm thinking, oh, that's great. We'll have Carly and Hope worrying about Billy.
Oh, yeah. That could be, yeah.
They might as well.
Might as well, you know. But like he, since like Christmas, he's pretty much acting like a single man anyway. So, you know, why settle down with Carly when Billy's still available?
Yeah. They still are married, aren't they?
Yeah, neither one of them ever filed.
Yeah,
neither one of them filed for divorce.
No.
I mean, you know, I don't even think they're legally separated. Because, you know, I think if they legally separate, I think Hope could kick his butt out of the house. But, I don't know. I mean, it makes more sense, really. Hope kicked him out of the house and Bo went back to live with Victor. You know, it's his dad, it's not her dad. But, or he might end up back in, you know, up in the Brady pub. With,
yeah, which is odd because Hope could never stand Victor at one time.
Yeah, well, that's just poor writing. That's just, you know, to get Hope and Justin in the same orbit.
Yeah.
It drove me nuts when they first did that and had Hope living with Victor because there's no way that the Hope that,
would've.
You know, was written previously would have ever lived with Victor. She would have gotten her own place before she would have lived with Victor.
Yeah, and but that too. I mean, she could be doing with Maggie or, you know, someone else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't.
She would have stayed with Alice. Yeah, stayed in the Horton house.
Stayed with
Alice.
The Horton house. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where she grew up. That would make the most sense. But
They probably sold off the Horton house set by now.
Yeah,
I can't remember the
gone.
Last time I saw the Horton house set. I think it may be long gone.
I can't remember. I think last time they did the Christmas tree. I think remember when they got rid of Jeremy Horton and they dropped the Jeremy Christmas ball and Mr. Gollis, right, we'll get a new one or something like that. And it's supposed to be kind of like an inside joke about how bad the Jeremy Horton character was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I think that was the last time I saw that. I saw the house that Christmas, yeah. Meg's saying Christmas 2009 on the chat room. No, that would have been... like maybe 2000. Oh gosh, when was they on there?
That was like 2006 or 7. I mean,
six,
that was
seven,
yeah,
yeah,
7. Yeah,
that
but was that
was
the old
Skies Airlines stuff, right? That was.
Yeah, it, that
was,
the
summer
before
the whole.
Touch My Thighs or whatever.
Touch
My
Thighs. Yeah, that was 2007. But that was the other storyline with the Demira Brady feud. So yeah, it was 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, but someone mentioned Chloe dropping her ornament. Maybe that would have been 2008 when she was engaged to Lucas. That would have been at the Horton house. Okay, so Christmas 2008 was the last time we saw the house?
Yeah, well, that makes sense because they didn't really start panicking
they do
and firing people and really cutting back until 2009. So.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. Yeah, so... but we finally got Miss Sydney back in Salem. And that poor girl was better off.
Star of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sammy didn't waste any time giving her to Caroline to take care of her so she could run off and whine to Rafe about, you need to be part of our family, and why are you investigating the kidnapping, and yada yada, and, I'm
so
ready
she'd
for Cole to get out of jail and kick Sammy's
moment.
Butt. I am so sick of Sammy.
You think she'd want to spend every waking moment with Sydney if she's been gone all that time? Not want to leave her. Not that quickly, anyway.
And Sammy is just a crummy mother. She really is.
And they always say what a great mother she is. They always say that. Everybody said, even EJ and Ray. And, well, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anna was a better mother to Sydney, I think.
Oh,
Nicole was, too. I think Nicole was, too, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Nicole and Sydney back together. I really would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't you know.
Yeah, Sammy's got 4 kids, and, you know, Will's not even a new Will. He's not even on, really. And they only have the other 2 on because of Sydney. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't have their own storylines. Nobody wants to kidnap the other 2.
Well, poor Allie is sort of just the middle child or whatever. It's like totally, yeah, they only bring her out when, you know, it's the holidays or when Sydney came back or whatever. But the poor
because
kid is like, and she's, yeah, she's Lucas's daughter, so
yeah,
she's really persona non grata now, you know. It's just like no one's going to. And that was so silly to have her have twins and have one belong to EJ and one belong to Lucas. And it's just, I don't like how they've had Sammy have so many kids, you know.
Yeah. And she's so young, too. I mean, and still planned, she can have kids for the next 15 years, really. She's only, Allison's what, maybe 35? I mean, holy crap.
Yeah. So they're going to be a safe kid? That's the next thing.
Yeah, like Marlena. How old was Marlena when she got pregnant the last time with Roman? Oh, what year was that? That was the Wrestle in the Castle. Oh. Yeah, 2005.
Yeah,
2005. But they had her on her tombstone. Yeah, what her tombstone? They had her listed as being 45 or something when she died.
Oh.
Yeah, she was. That was laughable. Everyone was saying when that happened, she was way too old to have a pregnancy storyline by that time. It was just too unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which may have been why they ended up just writing her off to have a miscarriage, because they just realized it wasn't going to. That was Riley not being in touch with the real world.
Well, you could say that the entire time he wrote the last.
Well,
yeah,
yeah,
he wasn't
I know.
Any
that was just another example. That was another example.
Oh, some person in the chat room about no safe kids, please. It's like, oh, yeah.
Safe kids.
I mean, Sammy hasn't had kids yet with Rafe. So, you know, she's going to stay fertile for quite some more time. Because Rafe has to have a kid. You know, for real, like in his own child, not, you know,
right,
stealing someone else.
To quote Stefano, just what we need, another Hernandez in Salem.
Another Hernandez. They must read the board.
Yeah, because, the whole Gabby thing, that's not taken off. Even though I think the actress is pretty good. But
she
gives a rest for it. Yeah, I think she's the best one out of that bunch, but no one cares about Mia and that call group. No one cares. Now I still understand why both guys are fighting for Mia. Because what's the point?
Well,
at least
I think they're starting to get the message that no one cares, because they haven't been on as much as they used to be. I mean,
yeah, they haven't been.
It's becoming painfully obvious when they are on just how horrible it is, because they've been gone for so long that, you know, then it really sticks out just how, you know. And this Will recast, I don't even know why they bothered. I mean, I don't find this new Will any better than the old Will.
No. The other one was much better, I thought. I don't know why they replaced him with that one anyway.
Maybe they should just bring Christopher Gerst back. I mean, at least he can act. I mean, he wasn't the cutest thing, but at least the kid can act, you know.
Yeah,
but.
Well, I was hoping when they were saying they were going to recast Will, they'd, you know, age him and make him a 20-something, or, you know, make him an older guy, but they didn't, you know. So it's just like I don't see any big dramatic change in the story or any reason. Maybe it was something personal with the actor or something that we don't know about, because when in terms of storyline direction, there's nothing that seems to point out why they replaced him.
Yeah, because they said it was based on storyline and they didn't think the other actor could cut it. So, what the heck's so dramatic that they had to recast?
Yeah. He's really not even on that much. In fact, he's on less than the other one was.
But they did do weird stuff, like getting like a real actress to play Chad's mother. No, is that his name? Chad.
Oh,
yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah,
there's someone coming in to play him. Her.
Yeah. And then they said Kinsey was going to be on a lot, too. And she's
Kinsey and T.
No,
I like
T. Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that girl.
I like that. I like that kid. The other kid. T is his name. He's funny. So
Kinsey, she's just full on bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
she's Jan Spears all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're
Mark,
bringing
my word,
on
she'll be building a cage next year.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like they should have someone trying to, have a girl go in after Will. That makes sense. Or maybe, Gabby gets a brain and goes after Will and dumps Chad, because Chad's not into her either. I don't know. Not that I care. This is
it's just hard to care about any of them.
Care
I mean, there's
any of
nothing
them.
There. You know, I mean, I was never into Jennifer and Frankie, but I'll tell you something. When I look back at those old clips, for a teenage storyline, they were actually written pretty well when you compare their story to the teenage stories that are written now. I mean, at least they had some, level of maturity to them that made them watchable.
Yeah, I haven't liked a teen story on the show since Carrie Oss and Sammy. Sashi did like that storyline. But, I mean, I hated the Sean and Belle crap. And that just dominated for years and years and years. And this batch is it has to be the worst batch ever. I mean, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, also mentioned Faye's coming back, too, for a little bit, too. I don't care. I mean, no, I don't care. Whatever, Faye. Unless she's coming back to give Abe a storyline, I don't care.
Who are you talking about? Oh, Faye.
Faye, Nicole's mom.
Yeah, that's
Faye. Oh.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, she didn't have that much of to do this last time, except to just, not to help Nicole out and then rat her out later.
We hardly see Abe and Lexi at all. Once in a while they pop in and out, but that's about it.
I'm only Lexi and somewhat kind of anybody involved in the Sydney storyline. Yeah, I did the blog about that. I'm like, she's her aunt. I just forgot.
Forget.
I still understand why the hell Stefano was not involved, really, with the synapse. I mean, he was just complete. Jonas Cole is not on and off, period. And I just don't understand. That's such an obvious storyline for him to be involved in. And instead, he was mostly propping Kate and the Philip Melanie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even
you think
Kate
he would be
even
figuring it out that it was EJ. You would think Stefano would have figured that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should.
Well, I hate how Stefano's been so dumbed down over the years, and then it's just more evidence of him being dumbed down, I mean, there's no way EJ would have gotten away with that, even in the 90s, I don't think EJ could have gotten away with it with Stefano. Yeah, he used to be a genius, and now he's just, a retired criminal.
Yeah, he's not a villain anymore, just a grandpa.
Yeah.
Well, he did crack me up, though, when he offered to bump off Vivian for Kate. Like, oh, that's so nice. And then, even though he's such a caring husband, it's like, oh, don't worry about it.
They are cute together, though.
Yeah, because he's like, Kate, you suck at killing people. Let me do it. But Stefano's not that good at killing people either. Dr. Baker's
Who
still alive.
Has he really killed anybody?
When's the last person he's killed that stayed dead?
I can't think of anybody.
I just can't think of anybody he's really killed.
No.
He just messes
even
with their head, that's all.
The thing is, too, with Stefano getting blamed for Philip's shooting, that was really EJ. EJ's the one who set that all up. Wasn't it him? And EJ
I thought
got
they
no
could work
blame.
Together on it. Didn't they just, work together, both Stefano and EJ were working together to avenge Tony's death, and so that's why they were going after Philip. But I thought it was sort of a mutual family demira decision.
Yeah, I think Stefano knew about it, didn't he?
Yeah,
I thought EJ was the one actually making the phone calls.
Well,
maybe. But the thing is, too, he didn't get any blame, though. I mean, Philip's mad at Kate for marrying Stefano, but Philip doesn't seem to have a problem with EJ at all. So that really doesn't make any sense. But whatever, it stays. I guess nothing's supposed to make it.
Well, it does, right.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, yeah. E.T. got away with that one scot-free. Everyone forgot he tried to get Philip killed. Yeah, that's then Philip's still not dead, so. So it's neither Stefano nor E.J. can get anybody killed. They just suck at it. They're terrible. But, Nicole wasn't very good at killing people either. Victor came back. Yeah, and
that
he
was
tried
so
to kill.
Stupid. That was more thing of, you know, well, I'll get on my anti-Riley spiel again, but, you know, yeah,
that
they had him come back on the island when Andre didn't kill him. That was Nicole that killed him, or Jan Spears that killed him.
Yeah.
And then they totally were acting, and then how did they manage to fake that one, you know? That's where it was just such sloppy writing. It's just like, you have to be...
Yeah.
I mean, even my 5-year-old would have picked out that wasn't making any sense. It's just ridiculous.
That whole storyline didn't make any sense.
No.
No.
But Nicole's not really that much of a... She was supposed to have killed Colin, and he didn't stay dead. Victor, didn't stay dead.
Yeah, Colin didn't stay dead.
Yeah, the only person that is still dead so far is Tony.
The one we want back is the one that's dead.
The one that should be back, was still dead.
Yeah.
And that was by a piece of wood, you know.
That was by a piece of wood, And a heart attack. She did provoke him into a heart attack again.
Is what really finally killed him was the heart attack because of Nicole.
Yeah, yeah.
I say that, yeah.
So... But hey, as long as they bring back, I still have no idea why the hell Dr. Banger's back. There has to be a twist somewhere the whole actual baby switch storyline is over.
Do you think the babies were switched the other way?
I don't know.
Sydney really is dead, and that really is, but then that wouldn't make sense either
Grace. Yeah, but they did DNA tests on Sydney. Remember,
mm-hmm.
Ray did DNA tests on Sydney with the pacifier.
They just said that they saw him filming. That they didn't say that. I mean, maybe it was a flashback thing of something. Maybe he's not really alive. Actually back to the dead. It might be some flashback thing with Nicole or Sammy remembering something from that day or something. But still, you have to ask, well, why, you know?
Why?
There's got to be some twist or reason.
Yeah, but I think Super Digest flat out said he's back from the dead. Remember, they hinted about it. Yeah, yeah. People were saying that it might have been Tony or Lawrence Alamein. No, they said flat out.
Right.
Yeah,
wasn't Lawrence Alamein supposed to be alive, too? But that hasn't happened yet.
No, yeah, it was just that someone was coming back from the dead, and everyone assumed it was Lawrence. But now I think now it's all Dr. Baker and, you know.
Oh.
And who needs Lawrence back from the dead when he's there as a ghost every day, right?
Yeah, he's better as a ghost.
Well, the thing is, too, no one gives a shit that Carly killed him. So what's the point of even rewriting it that she didn't kill him? Who cares? I mean, she didn't get prosecuted for it. So what's the point of having them not be dead? Unless they're going to bring him back full time.
That way Melanie will forgive her and be her daughter. It's all about Melanie and Carly.
Oh, Frankie.
Want Melanie. I mean, that's what I don't like is how everything seems to be revolving about this mother-daughter relationship. That's the all-important thing. I mean, Melanie and Philip's wedding wasn't that important. What was important was Carly getting to Melanie. You know, it's just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't find the relationship that exciting. It's not like, you know, Bo and Victor in the old days when Bo found out he was really Victor's son and stuff. It doesn't have that kind of dynamic to it. It really doesn't.
Mhm. Maybe they're doing better with the way they pace things, though. Like, they have a ball dropping every day. You know what I mean? Instead of, like, dropping all the balls in one day. that, like, you know, this one, you know, Millie gets the one bomb that Carly's her mother, and then, you know, a few days later she gets the other bomb that about Daniel, and then, you know, the day before Daniel finds out. So, like, I'm liking, they started doing that with the whole Sydney baby switch reveal. Like, every day someone new found out what happened. And I kind of like the way they did that. Even though I do kind of miss the days where, I do miss the public humiliation days, though. Well, Sammy would get outed in front of everybody, or Kate would get outed in front of everybody. You know, I miss the whole cast being together in one room, period. And I've been complaining about that for years, that isn't happening anymore, even with weddings or funerals. It's always, you know, a couple people and the extras. And, yeah, so I do kind of miss the big public humiliation stuff. but I guess you couldn't really do that. Well, yeah, I guess you couldn't do that unless you had the whole reveal at the Melanie wedding. But since she's shot in the hospital, I guess you have to pace the balls dropping. But, yeah, hopefully she gets out of the freaking hospital soon. Because that's really... I mean, she's like the slowest healer on the show.
Yeah, what's her problem, Justin?
Look at Justin.
He was, like, playing golf the next day. What kind of a wimp is she?
Shot in the stomach, and he's better the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philip's fine. You know?
Philip? Yeah.
Yeah, he got shot.
Point blank. Point blank range, and he's... Okay.
Well, the thing is, if she would have fell at the pier and landed on a piece of wood, holy crap. She would have been in the hospital for a month.
She would have been a goner then. That would have been a bullet's nothing, but that pure wood, man, that stuff, you don't mess with that.
Her last name isn't Demira either. So.
Yes, that's true.
You know?
She's a Jonas now. She's one of the Jonas sisters, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Melanie Jonas. It just doesn't really matter.
Melanie Jonas.
Well, Melanie Manning is worse, but I guess actually now she's Melanie Kiriakis. So,
yeah.
You know, another thing I didn't understand was her dad was Trent Robbins, but her name was Melanie Layton.
Oh yeah,
I never got that. And yes, she was adopted by Trent Robbins, but why wasn't her last name Robbins? I never got that. They never explained that.
I don't know.
She just changed it herself or something when she was over
there.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good question. And we'll probably never get the answer to that now.
No. Probably not.
One of those unsolved mysteries.
One of those.
Well, maybe we'll get Molly Brunette.
One of many.
We'll ask her, why is your last name Layton? I don't get it. That doesn't make any sense. The other crazy thing that happened this week was the Sarah Fass thing. Sarah's reading message boards, and she got pissed. No matter how hard she tries, people will bash her. I mean, anybody can complain about that.
Who are you talking about?
Sarah Fass.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
She has to know the people on the message boards. You know, they bash every actor gets bashed some one way or another.
Yeah.
I think she doesn't know that goes on.
Yeah, like Frances Reed's like the only actor that never got bashed ever.
I think probably.
Everybody.
Yeah,
character
and
or actor, yeah.
I do remember, and I wrote this in the editorial, that I remember when she was on the coffee room's boards, and I do believe it was her. I don't think it was someone pretending to be her, that she was on there checking out. She was always just saying hi. But it's hard for me to believe. In coffee rooms at that time, you know, they were bashing people just as much as anyone else. And it's hard for me to believe she could have been on that board and not have seen something. You know, and after being in the soap operas for 11 years, it's just, I kind of have a hard time believing that, you know, that she's that shocked about stuff that's happening on the internet. I mean, most soap opera actors, don't read the internet because they know they're going to see stuff like that,
right.
And it's just why make themselves depressed and feel bad or get upset or over it, you know? Because
I've heard
so
of
often
like
the actors
won't go on
aren't
the internet
even
because of that.
You know, they're at the mercy of idiot writers anyway, and sometimes it has nothing to do with their acting. It just has to do with their, you know, the character being messed around with on the show. I mean, I watch One Life to Live. I've been watching it since the summer, and I don't think. I mean, she's been doing okay. I don't think she's been doing horrible. So I
mm-hmm.
don't know where these people are coming from. They were picking on her about her haircut, but I didn't think her haircut
looked
that bad either.
Didn't Frances Reed get on her about her hair? She thought it was cute. And then she gets mad when someone else does. I don't know.
Well,
and did she get bashed
for
Mimi?
Frances Reed.
On Days of Our Lives when she was Mimi? I'm sure she got bashed then, back when she was Mimi.
Well, Sarah was one.
Yeah, she had to have. Yeah.
Sarah was bashed all the time, mostly about her appearance. You know, when she got extensions or when she went lighter or when she went darker, she'd hack it off and people were picking on her over her tan. And, I mean, yeah, mostly people really didn't bash Farrah over her acting, you know, on the message boards back then. It was mostly her appearance.
Yeah,
and, you know,
mostly was her haircut. But, yeah, if there's any problem I have with Farrah Fath, it's that when she always sounds like a Valley girl or something, she always sounds like a high school kid, even though it worked when she was maybe in actually in high school, but now she's supposed to be an older character and a more, you know, a mother and dealing with her dead sister's baby and what to do with her and all that. And now, but she still sounds like she's just fresh out of high school, and that's my problem with Farrah Fath. If I have any problem with Farrah Fath's acting, it's that. The way she delivers her lines, like she's still, you know, 16. But other than that, I mean, there are plenty of worse actors out there. But she's not the first one. I remember even Deidre Hall once got on her webpage and was scolding her fans because they were being too nasty. And that was many years. That was back when the internet was really first starting to get going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not the first, but I'm just leery of if she's really as shocked as she seems or if she's just worried that she's going to get fired because One Life to Live is making major changes. You know, they cut out this gay storyline that was a big storyline for them this whole year. It was one of their main storylines, and they've just let it go because they thought that it was actually hurting their ratings rather than helping. And then they let go of the guy, what's his name, Scott Clifton or whatever, who plays Skyler, who was the guy that that her character was just now having an affair with and was supposed thinks he's the father of her sister's kid. It's all convoluted to explain, but you know, they just let go of him, and I don't think anyone expected that. So I suspect Farrah's probably worried that, you know, they're going to get rid of that whole group of storyline, you know, maybe that's why, and she's maybe trying to just get some attention or garner sympathy or something. I don't know. Seems a strange way to do it. But
my electricity just went off.
But you still have your phone, so the show goes on.
Yeah,
but my computer's off.
That's weird.
Okay, well, go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to turn on my electricity.
Talk among yourselves.
Oh, okay, well.
Okay.
What else have we not covered on the show?
Yeah. No,
there's Brady and Ariana. What do you think about
Brady
and
Ariana?
Who gives a rat's for Ren if they get married or not? I mean, who gives a rat's rear? I mean, even recasting that role.
I kind of like her with EJ, actually.
I do, too.
I'm thinking they might go there. You know,
well, I'd rather see EJ with someone than all alone, and I'm not really. But,
EJ needs someone.
EJ
come
too.
On.
Yeah. Brady, it's so weird how
Brady and Nicole
asked her to marry him, and she says, no, we're not ready for that, you know. And then the next day you ask her, and, oh, you know, I changed my mind, sure. You know, it's like, what?
That was kind of, didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I'd have more respect for her if she just stuck with no. But I mean, her saying no was a reasonable reaction. Because they've only been a couple, really, since, like, July, I think. You know,
yeah,
recast
that's another
her
hurried
role.
Up one.
And he's never gotten over Nicole, and she knows it, you know.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you know, she acts like
Nicole will be back now.
Problem. Yeah, well, I think that's the whole, you know, it's just sloppy writing. Get them married
and time together.
Nicole to get out of jail.
Yeah.
You know. But I'd rather see Nicole back with EJ myself, but that's just me.
Yeah, I like them together.
I
Nicole and Brady, though.
I do. I prefer Nicole and Brady.
I like Nicole and Brady.
Maybe I just like EJ with anybody.
EJ with anybody works,
yeah. Did Leanne seem interested in EJ and Anna, or? Yeah.
She was shocked. She was like, that's my husband's
she was shocked.
Brother.
She didn't even know. Yeah, we were even thinking that way. Shame on us.
I think Anna could use a spicy storyline like that. And then that way when Tony gets that pure wood out of his chest and comes back, he'll be so upset to see Anna with EJ.
That's what I told her. Yeah, and she finally figured out the
So, I mean,
come back and find them together. That would be interesting.
You know, but that would be better than them having what they're doing now and pairing her with a guy in his 70s. I mean, you know, I'd rather her go younger than, you know, the guy at 72. I mean, yeah, he looks good for 72, but
yeah, he
does.
Yeah.
I give him a lot of credit for that. I didn't know he was 72.
I don't know how much she's blackmailing him, but I don't think it's going to be that much of a, you know, romantic storyline. I mean, they might kiss or something.
I think it might be a kiss, and that's it.
But I don't think it's going to be much more than that. I mean, I'm looking forward to it just because I know, I mean, I'm really hoping that, that they'll have some good comic dialogue because Stuart Damon can do the comedy and Leanne can do the comedy, and I think that's what, you know, that's something to look forward to with that, if they do it right. And that's a big if.
Well, we have 4 minutes to go. I'm actually rebooting here. Yeah, so I know Savages isn't here. So, and you guys watch Lost.
Well,
I do.
Yeah, you guys talk amongst yourselves. Now I'll turn on my electricity. No, I'm just
kidding. Well,
I think most of the time I'm Lost, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think I was just thinking when I was turning it on that maybe Farrah Fass hacked in my system and cut off my electricity.
It was either Peter Rec or Farrah Fass, one of them.
Maybe it was Crystal. I don't know. Someone's not happy with me. Or it could have been Nelson. I had to say it. I'm just making a joke. Hey, welcome back to the chat room. Yeah, so I thought it was a really good episode with, Michael Emerson is just amazing.
Oh, yeah, it was. Ben.
So I thought it was interesting that he chose to go off with Ileana and go on, the good team on the beach instead of joining Smokey Locke. And going to the hydro station. Yeah, did you? Okay, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ben has killed a lot of people.
I'm surprised he's still alive, actually. But
seriously, I think it was when they had him locked up. I think that was season two when he was locked up in the hatch. I'm like, kill him already! Because even the very first episode, you see Ben. Rousseau says he's one of them. So, I mean, they gave you that tidbit right off the bat that Ben was a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't kill him off. But, I mean, the guy's won an Emmy. He's just extraordinary. I just find it such an odd choice that you have Saeed, a character who's been trying his entire life to be good, going over to the dark side. And you have Ben, a character who's never tried to be good in his entire life. You know, having like this midlife crisis, and all of a sudden now he's going to be the good guy. So, maybe just the death of Jacob, maybe that just hit him, you know, that his power-hungry ways and his need for revenge, you know, cost him everything. But Ben has nothing right now. I mean, he's got nothing.
I like watching him when he's back and when he's the school teacher.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, but I know, too. No, it's, well, yeah, I didn't mention the blog, but yeah, his father's
still
alive.
I'm trying to still figure out how that all ties in. No.
Yeah, well, I guess it's what the life would have been if the plane didn't crash.
Okay. A little boring compared to being on the island.
Yeah, I'd rather just see the island. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. In a
well, all their
way,
lives would have been, yeah, different.
That our show's over.
What's that?
Our show's over, so we don't have to bore Fancy Face with any more.
Oh, okay.
Talk about less.
I'm sorry.
You sleep enough. You know it's like 1 a.m.
Oh, well, yeah.
Time change.
I know. I apologize, but I was yawning during the show. I mean, I worked all day. So.
Yeah. I've been up since 5 a.m., so I was pretty tired myself.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I'm amazed
God.
Laura,
I did
you,
as well
you didn't realize
did.
It was the time change, right?
Yeah. I'm going to have to change my clock then for you, but I know.
Yeah, change it before
everybody
you go,
else.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But my house, I don't get to sleep in, though.
Oh, I get to sleep in.
Oh, yeah. That's
no
true.
Kids at home.
Well, I'm going to get what I can while I can. I think I'll be. At least there's no school tomorrow, so I can sleep in.
Thank you guys. I found out the last minute about saddle shoes not making it. So thanks for
we did fine.
Yes, a whole hour by ourselves. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So thank you, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.